You are watching the God of Our Nation program, Against All Odds, Kingdom Economics. Trust God with your life and share the little you have for others to live. The righteous shall live by faith. In the past few months, our beloved nation had to endure the global pandemic COVID-19 and the aftermath of Tropical Cyclone Harold. In spite of it all, we choose to make a difference where we can. Whether it's traveling south to Candabu Island to help affected families rebuild their lives, some of whom had nothing but the clothes on their back and a pitched tent for shelter, or visiting frontline personnel who worked tirelessly away from their families so we could be safe and sound with our loved ones. Whether we assisted our town councils and communities with charity work of any kind, or simply saved meals and items we would throw away to share with people on our streets and those who worked tirelessly through the nights. Help give and share with faith the little that you have to people around you. From those you just walk by every day to neighbors who silently struggle to put a meal on their table, the smallest things can make the biggest impact. Stay tuned to this episode as we learn more about kingdom principles against all odds.
God, according to his word, will meet your every need.
Hallelujah.
You are worrying because you are serving a God you do not know. If you know this God, then you know what we are talking about from this platform.
He is a God against all odds. Which means that whatever that you're going through today, he is your God. It may be sickness, it may be financial loss, it may be any other things that have been challenging your life today, or whatever odds that you're sitting on. I would like you to believe and receive today that he is that God against all odds.
Greetings in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ, and welcome to this program once again, God of Our Nation.
Hallelujah.
And we take this time as a couple and as a ministry, New Methodist Christian Fellowship, to welcome you all to this program live from the studio here in Turekins. But what a joy.
Yes.
The first Sunday of lifting the restriction, and we should celebrate
today.
Hallelujah. And before we continue with the program, let us welcome the Holy Spirit. With your right hand, let us raise our right hand and welcome the Holy Spirit. Say it with me, Holy Spirit, we welcome you in Jesus' name. 2, 3.
Holy Spirit, we welcome you in Jesus' name.
So we take this time to welcome you all in the mighty name, matchless name,
yes,
wonderful name,
powerful name,
the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, to this program, Gods of Our Nation. And it's a blessing to be here at the studio here in Turek, the platform that God allow to welcome you. I take this time to welcome our government of the day. If you are watching, viewing, we take this time to welcome you, the excellent Mr. President, the Honorable Mr. Prime Minister, and the families, and also our cabinet ministers and the parliamentarian, every CEO and every permanent secretaries, every leader of every organization, we take this time to welcome you all in this program in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Not forgetting our Vanua, the 14 provinces, and also the Tikina, 195, and also every villages. Hallelujah. 1,193 villages.
Hallelujah.
Not forgetting the town, the cities, and the urban centers. We take this time to welcome you. The churches, the brother in Christ that you are watching this program,
yes,
the Methodist Church of Fiji and Rotuma, the Assemblies of God, the Seventh-day Adventist, the Ecclesia, which is the Catholic Church, and every other denomination, including Pentecostal churches that we will not mention the name, we take this time. Hallelujah. Bulaminaka, we greet you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We also take this time to welcome our viewers from overseas, every nation and every town, cities, New Zealand, Australia, the Pacific Islanders, and also the American continent, Asian continent, European continent, and also the African continent. If you're watching, we take this time to welcome you into Gods of Our Nation. Special mention to those overseas, all the Taltalangase, and your family that you are Zooming, living. We take this time to welcome you. Not forgetting those that are tuning in all the way from America.
America, Bulantel, Noah,
Taltalangase, Chovesa, and Brother Nemani, and Sister Tess, and Fane, and Randin Taltalangase,
Sylvia.
We take this time to Welcome you.
Mbula from Fiji.
Mbula from Fiji. Just in time, your Bible this morning. We are just in the studio when we receive your text. We say Mbula Binaka. And we hope that you'll be blessed by the message from this studio.
And the Europe families. Hallelujah.
Europe families, every senior pastor, every region, Mbula Binaka. For Australia, Griffith,
yes.
Hallelujah. Brisbane, Sydney, Southwest, we take this time.
Hey.
Wagga Wagga, hey, and not forgetting Melbourne. Those in the land of Long White Cloud, Aotearoa in New Zealand, we also take this time to welcome you.
Amen.
Those in Tauranga, in Taupo, in Rotorua, and those in Auckland,
North Shore,
North Shore and Manurewa, we take this time to say Mbula Binaka.
Mbula Binaka from Fiji.
Fiji.
Hallelujah.
Not forgetting Napier and also Wellington.
Yes.
Hallelujah. It's a blessing to be here to say hello to the church in Fiji, those in Taviuni, those in Namukelau, those that are watching from village in the southern Lau for the first time. We take this time to welcome you.
Malombula.
Hallelujah. Malombangarakai, and we hope that the message from here will come straight into your living room and also to the church. Those in Kandabu, Taltalangase, in Gamea, in Taviuni, Loa and Tunloa area, in the Kondrov area, province of Sabu, all the Sabu,
Riketi
Mbua, and also
Senganga.
Maduata from Senganga, right up to Ndongotuki.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We take this time to welcome you as we come in as a worship center, and as we allowed 100 and down. We thank the government of the day for the lifting starting last Friday, 26th,
House of Worship.
We take this time, and I believe it's a joy, it's a celebration. Hallelujah. So we take this time to welcome you from Ba and Ra, the region of Natambua, region of Lotoka, region of Bunda, and the region of Nandi, Nawaka,
Namaka,
and also for the Singatoka, the Nandrunga area. And Serua, all the Serua region, the worship centers and the zone, we take this time. Not forgetting Suba, Central 1, Central 2, and Central 3.
Division.
And also
Eastern
Division, we take this time.
Northland and Nosori region.
Hallelujah.
Mbula Binaka.
And it's a wonderful, wonderful opportunity to share with
it's
you.
It's a joy to serve God again with your worship centers.
We can hear worship, we can hear singing. And looking forward to this afternoon for the youth of Nakasi at the Foshoa.
Yeah.
So we take this time to welcome you all in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And today we will have an announcement and then
Holy Communion
before the Word of God. Hallelujah.
Yes, today the Holy Communion will be specifically a thanksgiving to celebrate the lifting of the restriction on the house of worship. So today is the first time ever that you're worshiping God with others apart from your family. So it can be worship center, it can be other families that are there with you because of the lifting of the restriction that has enabled that. And today I believe there is, you know, we should celebrate. We should say thank you to the Lord. And that is the main part of our Holy Communion today. And the second is the year 12 and year 13 students going back to school on the 29th. Yeah. And I believe that's on Tuesday.
Tuesday will commit their life to the Lord.
And then after that, then we will wait on the government of the day and what are they going to be announcing. And we will remember all the year 12 and all the year 13 students of Fiji, as well as the one abroad. I don't know about your education system. Most of you maybe are back to school. But for Fiji, we will take this time to remember those maybe are not ready to go back to school in terms of provision or certain things of their life and their finances. So we will commit them. And also we will take the time to pray for the Ministry of Education for our nation because we are doing it for our children. And the following week, we will still wait. What will be the outcome of having our children all back to school? But today we will mark it as the back to school.
Yes.
Holy Communion and prayer. And Ngasele, we will lead us on that. But prior to that, I would like us to go quickly through the HQ announcement. Thank you to all the regional coordinators. We've had our executive committee meeting. We had it at the conference room at the Albert Park, and that was done on Tuesday last week. Thank you. For the last minute notice, we actually sent out the notice on Monday, and for you to be able to attend the meeting. Our wisdom today as ministry leaders to say
thank you
for the commitment and the efforts. More so for Talanga Sitakaya, coming all the way from Manolevu. I came on the boat overnight, and straight after the meeting, he went on the boat back to Lambasa. I stand today to thank you, Talanga Sitakaya, for that commitment. And we are really grateful for that can-do attitude that you had. We had two representatives from the northern, with the Rendini Taltangase Tari. I believe he's still here in Suva as well. Western was very well attended. And then we have the central division as well with the eastern. So out from that meeting, because we were trying to discuss options and the way to go, because we're actually living on the new normal.
Yeah,
so new normal. There's going to be new normal of everything, new normal in the church, new normal in the workplace, a new normal in the nation. Well, this is the new normal for our ministry, for the new Methodists, the new normal. And we must get used to it. We cannot blame the current situation on COVID-19 to define us, or to say that we cannot achieve, or for us to be just be passive and complacent where we are. We need to fight, rise, and take ownership for what God has for us.
Amen.
So back to the HQ announcement. These are the things that we have discussed and finalized from that meeting that we've had on Tuesday last week. And the meeting was, I'll quickly take us through. We already currently have our slots every week. That doesn't change. It remains as is.
Yes.
The first week of the month, and that goes for the Western Mission Sunday. I'm talking about the Mission Sundays. And the second week, that's still Central Division. Third week is still Northern and Eastern. And fourth week is still the Island region, as well as the foreign. And which is like I'm talking about, like today. Like this Sunday, it's basically the island and the foreign, or any other places or country outside Fiji. So that still remains.
Yeah.
Because when you have your Mission Sunday, we will be using Western, which is on the first week of July. Mm-hmm. And the first Sunday is actually next week.
Yeah.
The Western Division will be used as the pilot program for the all the new Methodists globally. And I could say more so for Fiji. And they will be doing the Mission Sunday. And you will need to work within the 100. You know, the announcement from our Honorable Prime Minister mentioning that it's been lifted, but 100. And more so, we would like to recommend, as much as possible, try and have your worship outside. Open space is recommended, it's preferred. Because of the current situation that we are in. If you're going to be in a close vicinity, there are other restrictions that you need to adhere. The social distancing, the spacing between the chairs, sanitizers, those are the things that we have covered with the management meeting on Tuesday. And regional coordinators, I believe you've already done your meeting together with your region to sort of download this information down to the senior pastor, then to the pastor, and right down to the region. Well, today you're all listening in, so you might as well go through and listen in and try and take what you can help within your worship center. Like today, you're sitting there less than 20. And look at your distancing. For family, it's okay because you belong to the same bubble. And on that, and also the sanitizer. Sanitizer have or must be part of your worship center, part of your zone setup. So Mission Sunday. Next week will be the Western. And all the zones and all the region, if you can tune in, we'll have a team of a pro events division auditors, as well as the operation team. For Ops and Fleet Division. They will be taking photos of your setup. They will also looking out to make sure that we adhere to what we are supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
Even when doing the item, you will need to exercise the social distancing, the spacing between, as you stand to do the item, the spacing between the chairs, and all those things need to be adhered. And the ownership is on you. As a senior pastor, not only that, the pastors now, for today, on the worship center. That still remains, like what I said. When it comes, Western will do theirs, all listening. So when Suva or Central Division have yours on the second week of July, we will see what happened to the West. They are the pilot or their program or whatever they do. Next week will be an example to be used for the remaining. Today, we have Foreshore, not Kerristan. Renovations work have started at Kerristan. So our service this afternoon that we usually used to have every Sunday before at the Kerristan, now we've shifted it to Foreshore. And we've changed that program. It's no longer a Sunday Thanksgiving service. Now it's called the Youth for Christ. Youth for Christ. Because of the minimum number, the 100. Now it's going to be the youth program with the men. So for this particular, today is going to be the first one.
Piloting.
In the afternoon. And it's going to be the pilot for all the regions. when you have your combined. Look, every month you have a mission study on the allocated week, and then you also have a regional combined. Doesn't change from the last one or the pre-COVID, where we used to have a month within the zone, which you will follow, the mission Sunday setup, and a month in the region. The month in the regional combined, like a month, say for this month, everybody will go on the zone, which means you will follow whatever that you do on your mission Sunday. But the following month, on August, because this pilot service that we're going to have today at the first show, you will use that as your regional combined come August. When you have your regional combined in August, for the first week, I believe we have Northern and Eastern. You have your regional combined then. And then we have the third week that we have the Western division doing your regional combined.
Yes.
In August, it will be something like for sure today. Well, I thank Chonati. Chonati has offered to air on my TV today, on our time slot from 3 to 4, the service is going to be held at Foreshore. So either you tune into the Facebook or you try and switch on to my TV. And thank you, Chonati, for that offer. And we're not far away for your team to be able to do that for us. You watch closely what's going to be happening at the Foreshore, because that will be your take for the regional combined as and when you have yours. So your regional combined, 1 month will be inside, like within the zone, and the second month or the alternating month, you will call it the Youth for Christ. So that will be involving zone youth taking part in the regional level. For us, today it's a national level, so it's a region. Nakasi region, wherever you are, tuning in this morning through your worship center, we believe that your youth is ready to roll because your youth has been chosen, or your region has been chosen to be the pilot program today. So prepare well. And the same, like as and when it happened, every Sunday, senior pastors and associate senior pastors, not the Rindinis, only the SP and also the ASB, you are required to be with your youth at the Foreshore, because Ngasile, we will fellowship with you after. We need that exposure. We sense in our spirit there is a slowness in worshiping God, and we need to be rejuvenated by the Word of God. And there's no other better place but a good fellowship in the people that you can rub off from. So you need to be there today. Senior pastors and associate senior pastors for the Nakasi region, together with your youth. The chairs provided will be working on the youth, about 80 youth, because I believe Nakasi region youth are the biggest in number. So all the items will be from the Nakasi region. And then we will have the lead testimonies are from the senior pastors. It's going to be all the region. And listen in very well. For Nakasi region, all your worship centers will be looked after by your pastors and also the Rindinis who will not be here attending the service this afternoon at the Foreshore. You will need to sit to your worship center. So not only you meeting this morning, you will also meet in the afternoon to support your region schedule at the Foreshore. And the following Sunday, we'll have the Nasinu. Exactly what's happening today. The only difference will be the region name, but the work will be the same. Setup will be the same. And for all of your regions outside Suva, we pray that you're going to find time, look at photos, or watch through Facebook to see the setup, because that will be your setup on the regional combine in August. Mm-hmm. And I believe that's very clear for all of us. Mm-hmm. And worship centers, I believe you have it there with you. And if you can do me a favor for all the worship centers and all the pastors and city pastors, we need an inventory, because we've sort of like, divide the worship center to meet the number, like what we said, don't go back to what it was. Work with the COVID-19, during the COVID-19, or how we were worshiping, less than 20. So maintain that. Nominate people from within your zone to look after these worship centers and do the inventory. Do they have a radio? Because that will determine their form of worship on Sunday. If they have the radio, then they need to start service at 9 o'clock to tune in for the 5 plus 10 Word of God on the Radio Fiji 1. Mm-hmm. But if they have a television set for their worship center or a TV in the home that's going to be happening, and you will tune in on the 8 to 9 is a Bible study, which already happened this morning. And in between, you will have your items, testimonies, and then you will end on the 10:30 God of Foundation. So whatever inventory you give, the radio will define the different program altogether, as well as your TV will give you a totally different timing. And depending on what you have or your strength, there will be the way to go for your worship sets. Sure. And I believe that's very clear. Go back to the blueprint that Ngasilevo has been emphasizing, and just amazing how this God works.
God.
Yeah, 2017, we've already given you the blueprint, as Ngasilevo has given us. And imagine, God was preparing us way back in 2017. before COVID visited us in 2020. So about 3 years ago, God has been telling us to prepare and get ready. Because those small tents, as you erect in your worship center, it's quite a big help. And it's out in the open space. So God has been preparing us for this moment. And go back and revisit. There may be extra new worship centers. I'll try and work with the basic necessities. Your priority will be your radio or Bluetooth speaker, and also your TV, whatever, whichever that you have. That's your priority, because there will be the mode of listening or the mode of worship that you're going to choose according to the strength that you have. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I believe that's it for the worship center level. And the prayer vigil, only on the last one, the prayer vigil. It has been continuous for most of the division, like for Northern, for Western. Central, for this Friday, we will begin going back to the seawall. So start booking your transport, see through your zone. But the timings will be different. Before, we used to have a 6 to 9, and then you have a 9 to 12, and then you have a 12 to 3, and a 3 to 6. With the curfew from 11 to 4, the timings have changed. So the first one will be at 6 to 8, and then you have 8 to 10, and that's it. The next one, after the curfew is lifted at 4, we will have the last one from 5 to 7. So only three. 6 to 8, 8 to 10 p.m. the night on Friday, and Saturday morning from 5 to 7. Mm-hmm. So those three, we will be giving out the new roster for the regions. And for those of you, like, everything is normal. I mean, we went yesterday, we were having vegetable soup at Tapu City. All the place is so full. People just queued up and lining up, you know, after so long and being lifted, you see that freedom of people coming in with no excuse, you know, like they just took themselves to where they want to be. And I don't want the church to be giving the excuse, oh no, I don't have any bus fare, or I can't go there, or I can't go and pray. I have this. Don't give excuses for the things of God. Mm-hmm. You prepare yourself, avail yourself, go out by faith. If anywhere for you to be, no other place but the prayer place, because that's where you meet your God. Mm-hmm. So prayer vigil, and also for the Western and the Northern Division, in the meantime, continue with your prayer vigil until we can get back to you, because I want to see and reassess where you pray. But for Eastern, if you know that it's no problem for you to go to the riverbank, and for the Lotoka, some of the Lotoka people have been going to the seawall, like Nakasi, thank you, Tangastuvanga, have been posting on this mountain in Ndavoilevu. There are other ways and other options, as long as you don't pray at home. Because when you pray at home, you become lazy and you will sleep halfway. And, you know, the zeal, the passion to pray is not really there. You need to take your family out to breathe fresh air and call on the name of God.
For Jesus set an example. The Bible says, before the sunrise, early in the morning, he will go to a solitary place.
Amen.
So Jesus did that. So if Jesus did that, we sure we can follow. Because that's power when you are in a solitary place.
It's a good time. Not only just pray for the church or pray for the government of the day. It's an awesome time. After you said, mention all your prayers about the government,
and
the
you
church,
soak it, please,
and
please.
Everybody else, and you. So no other better place to be than you with God. It's awesome. It's a good feeling. We've tried from COVID days until today. Wherever we are, we continue to go out. Sometimes you drag your body out of the bed, but once you get used to it, then it sort of like become a habit of your life. And because we believe that through COVID, it sort of like take us back a bit in waking up early, in being diligent, in being, being out there. So don't allow this to be an excuse for you. So I'll give this time for Anga Celebrity to lead us with the thanksgiving, as we thank God for today. It calls for celebration, because you're actually worshiping in as a worship center, and also to remember the year 12 and year 13 students.
Hallelujah.
Some of them may have outfitted their uniform or need things in their home, but they're faced with the financial constraints, and we need to take this time to also commit those moments. I know most of us, maybe you're still good, but take this moment to remember others around you, and also for the Ministry of Education, for God to give that wisdom, intelligence, and whatever is required to allow our nation to rise and help us with our children to go back to school, or whatever that needs or program that we need to do to work for them, for the benefit of our nation. So we'll give this time for Anga Selevu before we do the Holy Communion.
So when we partake this morning with our bread and with our wine, it's a good time for us to commit it to the Lord. Not only that, it's also a celebration time because we can worship together.
Hallelujah.
You can hear songs and testimonies and people around you. And we thank the government of the day for allowing us to celebrate this Sunday. So let us come before the Lord as we commit the bread. Lord, we commit the bread to you.
Yes, Father.
We thank you, Father God, for what you have done. Going through pain and sorrow, suffering. And we commit this time, our young people, the Ministry of Education, the teachers. We also celebrate today that we can come and worship together.
Yes, Lord, thank you.
So we take this time to thank you, Father God. We praise your mighty name. Thank you for the bread and the wine. We thank you. We glorify your name. We are here to represent the multitudes, the thousands of thousands of Christians around Fiji, around the world, to say thank you for our life. So, as the bread represents your body, we bless the bread to be a blessing into our life. We thank you, Father God, for the bread, and we thank you for the meaning of the bread as we pray today and we'll partake together. Bless the bread as bless us, and bless our body as we bless other people around us. This is our prayer. In Jesus' wonderful name, we pray. Let us partake together. He also poured out the wine and said to the disciple, "This is my blood. And when you drink this, always remember me." Lord, we remember you today. Thank you for your precious blood. We celebrate today that we can come and worship together as congregation. The house of worship has been opened. We thank you. Also, we remember, as we partake the wine today, we remember our year 12. We remember our year 13. We remember the education system and those that work in the education, Ministry of Education. Not forgetting our teachers, the tasking of teaching our children. We thank you, Father God. As we celebrate today with the Holy Communion, we remember our children. And we celebrate coming together to worship you. Thank you, Father God, for the wine. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let us partake together. Lord, we thank you for today. We thank you for the Holy Communion. Something that you said to your disciples to remember you, to do it more often. We are doing it every Sunday in this program, 10:30, which is called God of Our Nation. And we thank you. For the purpose very special today is to celebrate worshiping you in our churches. And also, we remember our children, year 12, year 13, and the education system in our nation. We thank you. We commit everything to you, Lord. We thank you, Father, for the wisdom, the knowledge, and understanding. Every tasking that we have to go through, the studies, the tests, the examination, we commit their life. And we thank you, Father, that you'll open their heart, continue to trust in you in the time that we can face like this chaotic time, the time of pandemic, the time of uncertainty. We know that our God lives and our God reigns. Lead us and guide us, especially for year 12 and year 13. Our children, we commit unto your hand. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray, and everyone say, amen and amen. Thank you for the Holy Communion, and we know that God will bless you.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Just before we go into our word today, I don't know, but as Angasile was leading us through the Holy Communion this morning, burden me to pray for some of you that are tuning in this morning, actually waiting on something on the Lord. Are you waiting on a breakthrough for some things that you have committed to him as your prayer list? And some of us are waiting on healing, admitted to the hospital, or going through sicknesses in your life. I would like us, whatever you have set with us on, like for us, we are celebrating Fiji, but for foreign churches that you are logging in, it may not be relevant to you, what we are doing this morning. But I want you to agree with us on this prayer, for us to pray, to do another prayer, and to commit whatever you're sitting on. And that goes for globally, for those of us here in Fiji as well. And you're sitting on a need. Some of you may be just shifting to a new place and trying to,
Settle down
and make do with whatever there is out there, and into a new neighborhood, a new things altogether. And some of you are waiting on something on the Lord,
interview,
gone to job interview,
promotion,
and waiting for that result to come out. And some of you're on the edge, on how some companies have sent people home, and you seem to be the, one of the few ones left, and they're not knowing what the future is out there for you, or, anticipating that one day it will be yours to go home, and, that fear and doubt. And maybe some of you just cannot have ends meet, like the money coming in cannot even fit the things that is around you. There are different volumes and levels of your need, your want, and everything that you desire, or some of the things that you're waiting on God that nobody knows, not even your husband, not your children. Every individual that are listening in today and also had the Holy Communion, but you had all those difficult situations that you're in that you cannot share with anyone, but you've been taking it to the Lord in prayer, on how some companies have sent people home, and you seem to be the, one of the few ones left, and they're not knowing what the future is out there for you, or, anticipating that one day it will be yours to go home, and, that fear and doubt. And maybe some of you just cannot have ends meet, like the money coming in cannot even fit the things that is around you. There are different volumes and levels of your need, your want, and everything that you desire, or some of the things that you're waiting on God that nobody knows, not even your husband, not your children. Every individual that are listening in today and also had the Holy Communion, but you had all those difficult situations that you're in that you cannot share with anyone, but you've been taking it to the Lord in prayer, this is the time that we will come in agreement in prayer, just as you are. Look, the Lord is not going to work according to our prayer. The Lord is going to work according to your faith. So you need to raise your level of faith to receive what God has for you this morning, and the breakthrough that he will allow in your lives. And don't ever stand back or withdraw from your current situation. You take ownership and you say to yourself, it's no longer you that is alive, but Christ that is alive in you. And he will be the one doing everything for you, because you will be operating through his thoughts, through his lips, and through everything that is of him, because it's no longer in the carnal, in the physical, it will be you, but it will be God in you. And I want us to come in agreement in prayer. Father, we just commit the many that is out there, globally, Lord Jesus, they're sitting on a need. Some of them are, Father, sick, or their families are sick, being hospitalized, or some maybe are listening in from the hospital, lying down with broken bones. We remember Irami in the hospital, and remember those, so Father, that are having heart problems. Some people are sending in messages from the emergency units, so Father, to be prayed upon. Some, their babies, Lord Jesus, whatever sickness they're sitting on, or some they have been treating this ailment for a very long time, but seem to be getting worse. We commit those lives unto good hands, so Father. The diabetes, cancer, and everything, oh Lord Jesus, every other sickness that is in their bodies right now, or the people that they love, and they're continuously, oh Father, coming to you in prayer and pleading on their behalf. We take this time to remember them and to commit all unto your presence, oh Father, because there is power in your word, and there is power in your blood. The very blood, oh Father, that is very significant to the Holy Communion this morning, the very power in that very blood, oh Father, that you will allow, Lord Jesus, to break all those sicknesses and to heal every body, oh Father, that is out there, standing in faith, Lord Jesus. Increase their faith for them to believe that you are God and you can do it this morning. There may be some of Father sitting here tuning in this morning. They're waiting on a job interview, waiting to be called. And some of them, oh Father, maybe there are just a few of them waiting, oh Lord Jesus, working, still working, but being sent home. that doubt, the unsure, the uncertainty of on what the future holds for them. Lord, we also commit them to you today. And we also commit to Lord Jesus that you're going to increase their faith and sharpen their wisdom, O Lord. Lord, and we also remember the families of others that are really, really struggling. They could not even find anything to place on the table. They're actually looking for all the coins that they could find all over their house, O Lord Jesus. We commit them unto your good hands right now. Whatever needs that they're sitting on, O Father, some of them are maybe, Father, few have gone through accident, O Lord Jesus. Father, we pray that you're going to help them today, O Father. You're going to restore and increase their faith, O Father, that they can be healed. Because by your stripes, O Father, they are healed completely because of your power. Not because of the church, not because, O Father, of the pastor, but because of who you are. Because there is power in your word. And we commit them, O Lord Jesus, unto your good hands today. And we remember them, O Lord Jesus. Father, you're going to heal the sick. Father, you're going to restore, Lord Jesus, everything that they've lost. You will begin to restore back into their home. Lord, as they plant and they seed out of their need, you will meet their needs, O Father, according to your richness and glory. Lord, we just remember them. We come in agreement. We decree, we receive, O Father, the best. O Father, breakthrough in their finances. A breakthrough in their wealth, Lord Jesus. Breakthrough in their health. We receive. We call, O Father, healthy organs and healthy bodies and healthy life into every household, O Father, that is listening today and they believe and they receive, O Lord. Father, we commit them unto good hands. And also we receive a breakthrough in their finances, O Father. Breakthrough that only you can do. Breakthrough in their finances, O Father. Bills paid and debt free by the power and the authority of your name. The name that is above all name, that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. Lord, we come in agreement. As they had a holy communion with you this morning, O Lord, you're going to bless them, O Father, with that faith, O Lord. You're going to bless them, O Lord Jesus, to take ownership of their situation, O Father. To rise up, O Father, and take ownership. Not to stand back, O Father. Lord, take away, Lord Jesus, that a spirit, O Father, that is not of you, Lord Jesus. We receive, O Father, Lord Jesus, the spirit of faith, O Lord, a new zeal in their heart and a new passion, and for them to take ownership, O Lord. The things, O Father, that they used to give up on, certain things of their life, Lord, I pray that you're going to energize them this morning and allow them, O Father, to know that there is no other God but you, and we commit them unto good hands wherever they are, around the world, O Lord Jesus, whatever need they're sitting on, we call things as though they were. Everybody who have sitting into the ministry or have given in their money, church members or non-church members alike, O Father, they front up to my TV or they come to the gate at the headquarters in Lotus in Lothal, Abitur State, O Father.
Open heart.
Every funding, every seed, O Father, maybe from a $5 note right up to a $1,000, O Father, maybe any other transfer that they've done, because they were led by your Holy Spirit and they heard your voice. Lord, I pray we come in agreement, O Father, you will answer their heart's cry. You will allow, Father, breakthrough in every areas of their life. Because they gave out of their need, O Father. Lord, in the moment of their need, they choose, O Father, to see towards your kingdom. We commit them to you, Lord. Everybody who have seen it, O Father, you will meet their needs, O Father. Increase, O Lord Jesus, their faith and sharpen their wisdom. We receive promotion. We receive breakthrough in finances. We continue to stand on the promises of your word. Father, we pray and we believe and we receive all these things in Jesus' name.
Amen,
amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, today we are sharing with the God of our nation. Like what I said, we have taken quite a fair bit of time on the HQ announcement and also the Holy Communion. Today I just want to share two things with us, and we will be sharing with you. One is your love for God. Praise the Lord. The kingdom economics. The kingdom economics that will train you, guide you, nurture you to be one of the end time finances. End time finances is like you're standing there. It's not all about you. There's nothing for you. You're actually, God is using your hands and using you as a vessel to bless others, or as a vessel to help the church that you belong to, or as a vessel used by God to help the non-believers to believe in God. So you become the end-time finances. You become the person or the vessel used by God. But before you reach this stage, there's certain things that you need to do as a kingdom economics for you to do. Like,
and number one is loving God.
Number one is loving God. You know, you need to love God. And maybe you ask, oh, we love God. We always love God. We do things loving God. Yeah. But maybe this is a good time for you to sit down and ask and challenge yourself.
I really love
God. And how do you love God? How much do you love God? And, you know, what are you doing to show God that you love them? So you need to, you know, go back and search your heart. And through the guidance of the Holy Spirit, will tell you exactly how much you love God. You know, how consistent you are, how diligent you are, your passion for God, your zeal commitment, for the things of God, your commitment to the things
loyalty,
of God, you know, by loving your family, loving people around you. Because God wouldn't just fall from the sky and start loving the people. No, He needs a vessel like you and I to love, to be used by Him to love people around you. According to that verse, and I believe it's just so befitting, to have that theme, the 1 Corinthians 2:9, for the ministry for this year, as well as, you know, 2021.
As it is written.
Yes, as it is written. You know, like, we were thinking about that theme, believing that, you know, COVID is not going to happen. It's going to take you from that level, the pre-COVID days, to another level. And then COVID happened. So it take you, it sort of took away the very thing you're looking at, or the very thing you believe that's going to be the in thing for you. And He took that all away. And then you look at it, this Bible verse, and you begin to ask yourself, how practical and how relevant this Bible verse for this time? Well, it's just so amazing. Because when you love God, then you're not defined by the current global economics. You are defined by the kingdom economics, which means that whatever the world is looking at, I'm not saying that you're out of this world. No, we are still in this world. And, you know, like we are not exempted, like, from any other people, this we are the same.
The food on the table, the clothes you have to wear.
The only thing that can edge you is your love for God. You need to love God. And yeah, you need just to love God. Because this verse says, as it is written,
no eyes have seen,
can see, and no ears shall hear, and no mind can conceive, heart can understand, you know, what God has for those who love Him. So when He loves you, or when you love God, it's amazing. Your mind cannot even understand what He can do for you.
The Bible says that God prepared.
Yes.
That means God put aside.
Yeah, took the time to prepare.
Time because of those that love Him.
Yes.
So the trigger point is love.
Love.
That's why the Pharisees and the teachers of the law, they ask, Jesus, what is the greatest commandment? Because when they love God, they want to know, what is the greatest commandment? And Jesus said, hear, O Israel. Mark 12, 29 and 30. Hear, O Israel, and hear right. Love the Lord your God, because this is the greatest commandment. Love the Lord your God with all of your heart, with all of your soul, with all of your mind, and with all of your strength.
Yes.
Yeah. So loving God is not something that we just go to church belonging to a denomination.
Yes.
Loving God is everything.
Action,
Everything that you do just to please God. You are trying to please God.
Yes.
Loving God, when I love you, I try to please you all the time. So when I love God, I try to please God.
Yes.
And if I want to please God, check His word.
Yes. And it has to be a heart conversation. It's not just by the actions of things that you do with your hand or physically where you are, but it has to be your heart. Your heart has to be in it. Like, you need to love God from your heart. Because you do things without other motive. You do things with the right motive. You love God not because you want God to give things to you or for God to do things for you.
You love God for
who He is, because He is just God. And yeah, He is just God. So you need to love Him simply from your heart. Because your language to God is through your heart. Not through your mind.
No.
Not through the words that you say.
No,
it's through your heart. So when you pray to God, you're actually praying to Him through your heart. And that's why your heart is very important. You know, and then our heart can be easily offended. I have got grandchildren at home, 6 to the most, and one of my grandchild's friend who lives with me, Colors. And sometimes they do things, you know, unintentionally, and if you don't guard your heart, you can be offended. And then we don't talk, you know, you keep it within you. So it can be either your family members or the people that you work with, or even in a worship center. You may be sitting there, you know, ready to worship God, and you look around the room, there's some people I know that irritate you, and that offensive heart you cannot afford to have.
It glows heaven.
Yes, you need to clear that. You need to worship God from your heart, to believe that He is your God, to know that He is your God, that everything about you is just Him. So when you continue to love Him and continue to be consistent with the things you do, being diligent without being monitored or somebody to be checking on you, and those things automatically, you know, gets God's attention.
Because
when
you love somebody, in this case, when you love God, you are not told to go to church. You are not told to pray. You are not told to read His word. You are not told to be a hands of God to other people around you. It's just something that just
comes
from your heart.
Yeah.
And because that is a form of worship.
Yes.
When you love God. So it's very important when we talk about loving God, it's from your heart. It's not something that you learn from from Bible study or somebody sharing. No, it's just something within you until it's none of you and all of God.
Yes.
Yeah. And that is what we are trying to achieve, loving God. And when the Bible says Paul was writing to the church that no eyes have seen, no ears have heard, and never understood in the heart of man what God prepared. That means the bigger things, the bigger picture that God prepared
for those who love him. Yeah.
So the more the blessing, now when we talk about David, when we talk about Joshua, when you talk about mighty men of God, it was their love for God. They were not perfect.
Yeah.
They have a lot of ups and downs, but their love for God, that's what trigger. It becomes, they become somebody in God's eye because of their love. So it's encouragement to those that are watching.
Which is easy for you to do.
Hallelujah. That we are not perfect. I'm not perfect. She's not perfect. We are not perfect. You are not perfect. But when we desire to love God, that's when God, hallelujah,
perfects you.
We become, appear in God's screen, God's radar, that somebody is loving me. When you talk about David, the amount of blood in his hand, he's a warrior, he's a soldier. And yet, because of his love for God, God always protect him, and always the favor of the Lord.
Yes.
Some Bible scholars, they said, the man that draws, that has the heart to draw God. So be rest assured, my friend, whatever situation that you're going through today.
Yes.
Try to love God. Try to love God. And I tell you, hallelujah.
When you love God, you cannot imagine what God can do for you. Maybe the volume of things that you're going through may be different from the very person sitting next to you, or different from your other friends or your other relatives. But when you love God, it's so hard to explain in simple, you know, term on how far God can do for you and how great that He can plan for you. You know, like it's unthinkable because
the Bible says, "No eyes have seen."
Yes.
So if we start to see His love, man, God really loves us. His provision, His protection. No, it's not that. There are still something hidden, because we'll continue to raise the level when we continue to love Him.
Yes.
The more we love Him, the more we move to Him, then the more He will bless us. Because the Bible says, "Sinindona mata sareda, sinindona dalinga sarongada, sinindue kilarawa." No eyes have seen, no ears have heard, no, never understood in the heart of man. That means the more we draw closer to God, and there in the hidden, God already prepared from level to level, from power to power, from glory to glory for those that continue to
love Him. Yeah. And then you'll say, you know, what is it in it for me? Why should I love God? First, you should love Him because He is your God.
He's
your creator. And you know, you were created. Everything about your body, everything about your life, everything about your family, your future, whatever that you're going through, that's all God.
Lord.
Yes, you know, the atheists or other people who don't believe in God will always have an explanation for it. But you as a believer, then you need to believe and understand that everything around you, it's not out of fluke shot, not out of luck. No, it's out of God's ordained moments and ordaining every step that you take, every word that you say, everything about your life is godly ordained. And for those who don't believe in God, they'll be saying, okay, you know, what are they talking about? I know what I know, and I know who am I, and there is no God out there. Yeah, you may be saying that there is no God, or you may be saying worshiping God, maybe it's a weak thing, and you cannot match the two, serving God, worshiping God. What is this thing? You know, this is a way to live. Yeah, you'll have your own reasons, but we pray that one day you will believe, and one day you will come to your senses to know that whatever knowledge that the carnal has or a human being have in the secular world, because the COVID-19 is just a good example right across the world, globally. Nothing in this world or nobody can fix what was happening. There was no control, but God has that control. And then you ask yourself, why God allows all those people to be dead? You know, He has His own ways, and we are not supposed to be questioning God for everything that He does, but just to serve Him and love Him. So for you, believer, you know, logging in this morning and listening in, we came in a lot of worship center. Na no mbula ni lomani kwa, mo lomani kwa, lomani kwa. On di na tama tanga no mbula ni masu, no masu mata kalelai, o masu na kavi, o tobole na lomo maybe naka, o tobole mo dakaba na itabi, you know, e kili kili kaya, but kena no mungarabi kwa. Ni tiko vete kiko na lomo tama. When the Holy Spirit is with you, He will, you know, you will discern. You will discern like if you're in a company that you're not supposed to be there. He will discern you not to do that. He define you. He will ordain everywhere you go, the words you say, and you can be in a company of people that, you feel so uncomfortable. That's not you. That's the Holy Spirit
Holy
in you.
Spirit.
So you need to raise your love for him. From anywhere, not even related to you, and not even a church goer. He can use anyone, anything, to bring things to you, or to meet your need, or to answer your prayer. Because you believe in this God, he will work, amazingly in a miraculous way to do that. And the second portion we want to share with you today are for you to do a self-check. Praise the Lord. Like what I said, when we have our management meeting on Tuesday, we struggle a bit because for nearly 2 months, no interaction, no exposure, no other person but just your home. So you come in with that mantle, and it's so hard to bring you back to the normal. And I believe you can double check on worship center because we can't even struggle. So we can't even so much to know to Malata, don't know about love, we call away Kutunga. Didn't the Kachivango, the Kailo to my valley, worship God from your home, set up at home. Now set up at home, I be Matangali, Tuko and Nuti, Tuko, Dutuan. You need to search within you and ask yourself, if I love God, does my body show that I love God? My actions show that I love God? Because your love define you. You need to have a new definition of yourself. Not to be defined by the current things that, that we're going through now, but, put out a new definition of yourself. What definition is that? Like a person that loves God, a person that knows exactly where they're going. Your life is purposeful. You know what to do, even in the midst of everything. You rise above and you say to yourself that you're going to do it. So this is a good time for you to do a self-check and check the people around you. So we can and the rope in the one random the kanga the cup to the kakasi. The cassette and a matini to the cassette and the combine quickam and the lakui valley. We talk about nearly everything. So we are either sitting with the gossip mongers or the slanderers when
the
things things are still working for some people, like you don't like it, so you talk about all those things. So you sort of like are being in the wrong crowd most of the time. Even if you were doing it before the COVID and now during the COVID, now it's like
a
post-COVID, this is the time to change.
Someone.
You need to change because, look, when we pray and we want God to do something in our life, you cannot continue to live the way you want to live. You need to do a new change, a new normal. Just like what the nation is saying, this is a new normal, then you need to tell yourself, this is a new me. You need to be a new self before you fit in the new norm.
Yeah.
We cannot just bring our old selves and our old body, our old attitude, and we say, okay, this is a new normal. No, everything has to be new. Or you come back home, we saw some kind of lesson that we saw. So, ready to remind that not to correct your politico. It's going to be kind of none of us, and blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, nor stand in the way of the sinners, nor sit in the seat of the mockers. His delight is in the law of the Lord. So you need to read the word of God. Because when you stay away from all these three categories of people, then you meditate on the law of the Lord. You meditate on every word. Whatever Bible verse you meditate on it. If he says in Luke 1:37 that with God nothing is impossible, continue to meditate on it. Continue to meditate on the simplest form of the Bible verse or the word of God that you know. So you meditate on it day and night. Then you will be like a tree planted by streams of water, bearing fruits at the right time, and then its leaves doesn't wither, and whatever you touch, it shall prosper. Which means, in the midst of this time, in the midst of nothing, in the midst of lack. No, whatever you touch, it will prosper. Why? Because you are the new self. You're walking away from all these things, and you're standing on the promises of the Word of God.
Hallelujah.
And you're meditating on the power of the Word of God. But at the Namubula, it takes on the power of the Word of God. You need to take the Word of God. Love you more. So two things we want to share with you today and for you to take home with you. I know the struggle that you currently having and facing. But you need to love God more. You need to trust God more. You need to love Him in all ways. You need to develop a relationship with your God. You know that nothing can shake it because you are established and He is the foundation of your life. So you need to renew your love for God. But everything that He continues to do for you, you know, I guarantee your mind cannot even fathom the great thing that He does. He's going to do for you. I want to share a little bit. Just a testimony. I know we only have a few minutes left. I want to share a testimony with us this morning on that verse. You know, like no eyes shall see, no ears can hear, no enter into the heart of man, or even your mind can conceive what God has for those who love Him. When you continue to love Him, you know, like what I said, you don't love Him because you want Him to give things to you. Because according to Isaiah 49:16, He says, look, I have engraved your name on the palms of my hands. If you're watching me this morning, know today, your name, if it's Eleanor, if it's Chovesta, if it's Sylvia, if it's Marama, if it's Napoleoni, whatever your name is, it's written on the palms of His hand. It's actually written on the palms of His hand. So when your names are written there, and then you said, your walls are ever before me. Na kake di kolok viruma kwe redetu. Na no munrenre, na no mulenga, na no mutaini, na no mutobimate, na kai kuwarakatikumana kalo, na no musoni masu. They're all there before Him. So your walls are ever before this mighty God, because you love Him. Nothing will ever stop Him from giving to you what you're sitting on today. So you need to start believing, and you need to start receiving. So I remember years back, after my daughter got married, and she was moving back to England, and they went to England, and then after that, she shared that, you know, she advised us, oh, we're moving now to Northern Ireland, because her husband has been transferred there, who works for the British Army. And at that point in time, we were having a program scheduled for Sacramento, and also for Santa Rosa, so we were going to America. And I had a return ticket when I was working with the airline before. I purchased a return ticket to get out of England via America. And that ticket was sitting there. And then I thought to myself, okay, you know, I can fly out of America to visit my daughter in Northern Ireland. And then she said, Mom, we are moving into this new house. I need you to come and have a look at the house and for you to help me with the house. You know, like on what you look at your mom and you think your mom has got everything to come and help you with everything. Mm-hmm. So there was my daughter. And when we were in America at Sacramento, I went with Gasalevi and a few other senior pastors who came in from England. And then on that particular day, we were going around, you know, going out to the shopping mall. And one of them came and gave me his Visa card. He said, you know, you can shop, you can buy whatever that you want. And we came to this shop. I look at something, and I just bought like a $20 worth. And when we arrived at the airport, I gave back his card. And I said, I've used your card. I used $20. He looked at me and he said, you should have used more. I gave you my card. And I said, no, it's not my money to spend. But I'm so grateful. Thank you. And as I was flying out, my flight was going to New York, from Sacramento to New York, from New York, then to England in London, from London, then to Belfast, to Northern Ireland. So when I was going, I did my booking, because by the time I returned back to America to return to Fiji, my husband and everybody would have gone by then, because I'm going to be spending 1 week in Northern Ireland. And I booked an accommodation overnight for my flight back to Fiji. And it's $99. But going on that day, I only have £20 in my wallet. £20 to go and live in Northern Ireland for one whole week and to come back on the same route. And even on the $99 for my accommodation before going to Fiji, I don't even have. So I was going up this escalator saying goodbye to them. It was in Sacramento. And as we were, you know, shaking hands and they were saying their goodbye, one of them shook my hand and then gave me a note and said, oh, just for your coffee. And when I went inside, I looked at that note, it was a $100 bill. And I said to myself, oh, okay, this is my accommodation coming back from Northern Ireland to come back to America. So I kept that $100 because I know that I have to check in and pay for that accommodation. So I went. And the flight was quite long. I only have a 20 to 30 minutes layover in New York for my next flight. When I was going, I didn't want to break the £20. I didn't want to use the $100 bill. So, but I love my latte. I love my latte. And my latte mix, I love the Starbucks. And whenever I travel, I always look for Starbucks. And I love my latte. My latte is only always half shot with Hazel Nasir. And when I was working, I was going through this New York, the airport, looking at all the Starbucks, and said, oh, I'd love to have a latte. But in my heart, I said, no, I don't want to break the 20 pound, and I don't want to break the $100 bill. And I kept on going to my gate. When I came to the gate, it was really full. People were sitting there. There was a pillar. So I came, I stood next to the pillar. And right opposite me is another Starbucks. And I said to myself, okay, nearly everywhere I turn, there's a Starbucks. And I just stood there and I said, no, I'm not going to spend this $100 bill. And then as I looked, there was this European lady standing on the side, and the announcement for the flights kept on coming. Not my flight, it was a different flight. So I saw her actually running. She ran from the Starbucks corner and she walked past me. She stood, she looked at me like, for those of you who have traveled, or for those of you in America, will be familiar to what I'm saying, or to England. When you go to Starbucks, you know how you do your order and they get your name. So they write your name on the cup and they write your latte, they write whatever that you order on the cup. Because when you come to pick, your name will be on your cup. And this lady was walking past me, and then she said, oh, that's my flight. I just want to take my water. I've just picked up my drink. Would you like to have it? I looked at it and said, oh, I'd love to. And I took the cup. When I took the cup, it was written there, Rachel, latte, half shot, hazelnut. I looked at it and I said, how can that happen? In the Never Nevers, when nobody knew me, but God knew me. Hallelujah. Because, that's just God. When it says that no eyes can see and no ears can hear, the unthinkable, he does it for you. It may be insignificant, it may be too small, and maybe not relevant to what you're sitting on. The It's beyond your thinking. You don't try and imagine, or you don't try to think or to do God's work. No. Allow God to do his work. All you and I need to do is continue to love him and continue to check the people around us. So you need to check check people around you. How do I spend most of my time? Do I spend most of my time just talking about people? Or talk about things, or talk about any other stuff that is not relevant to your life. You need to do your self-check today, because only God can do that. And when I arrived, finish off what I was wanting to share. When I arrived into Northern Ireland, my daughter came in with my son-in-law to pick me up. We went in, and then she took me around the house with this two or three-bedroom house. We were going around, and she said, and I said, okay, get our list. So we were writing the list with nothing. So she started writing this, okay, we need a lounge. We need a rug. And we were going through all the rooms. So we wrote the list, and I said, okay, tomorrow morning, we're going to do the costing. So we did all the costing. We came back. We had our devotion. The next morning, I told her, at 9 o'clock we go, so we can start buying these things. I'm talking to her to start buying the things. I don't even have anything on me. But when you love God, I want to zero in. When you love God, your eyes cannot see, your ears cannot hear, your heart cannot even bring to pass or understand the great things that he has for you. So on that particular morning, before we go, we had our breakfast and we were sitting at home. There was a knock on the door. And when she opened, there was this group of ladies. She said, and they said, we heard that your mom is in. We want to come and visit your mom. So it's a group of ladies of different denominations that live in Northern Ireland. And we called them in. We had a fellowship. And on the way out, and they said, we didn't buy anything to bring home, but we're just giving an envelope just to help you with whatever. You know what was in that envelope? That money that God allowed to be delivered on that morning to meet the list. Mm-hmm. And you can be sitting on your need at home. Oh, you can be sitting on whatever that you need God to do for you. You need to start believing. And you need to start loving him more. You need to check the people around you. You need to better yourself. Challenge yourself to have a better version of you. Have a better version of you. And to end, in Romans 4:17, it says, the God that calls dead to life, the God who knows, about you today and about you tomorrow, and this God will call things that are not, which means when there is no food, he will call food. He will call things that are not, just as they are. Because it will be there right before you. When there is no money, he will call money. When there is nothing, he can call into your life. And you are the mouthpiece for your family. You are the mouthpiece for whoever is around you, for your workplace, or maybe your, just for your children, or anyone out there, or for the company that you work with. God has positioned you there for this time. Stand up and call things as though they were. Because you're serving a God that is above all things. So I'll give this time to Gaselevo to pray for you as you believe.
Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you. We praise your mighty name, Jesus. Wherever
yes, they are Father.
Tuning in,
yes,
touching
Jesus.
The screen,
thank you, Holy
touching
Spirit.
Their mobile.
Yes, Father.
I pray in the mighty name of Jesus.
In Jesus' name.
The faith that you have.
In
place in our heart to have faith in you.
In Jesus'
so we
name.
Can love the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. We thank you, Father God, for this morning.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for the blessings that are transferred through the screen, through the airwave,
into
people's lives. Restore marriages. Restore family. Thank you, Father God, the healing to the sick. Open doors and opportunity to those
that have
lost their job. And we thank you, Father God, for today. I pray over those that are struggling with their day-to-day life.
Father.
Because you are the can-do God. We give you the glory and the honor and the praises to be yours and yours alone. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray. And
amen.
We say amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
So once again, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for this time.
Yes, Father.
So it is our duty to give the Lord with your right hand. Hallelujah. Let us return the honor to Him and Him alone.
Yes.
2, 3. Holy Spirit, we thank you in Jesus' name. Jesus is Lord. To God be the glory forever and ever.
Amen.
So from the studio here in Suva, with the transmission team, we say God bless you and have a wonderful afternoon Sunday.
You are watching the God of Our Nation program, Against All Odds, Kingdom Economics. Trust God with your life and share the little you have for others to live. The righteous shall live by faith. In the past few months, our beloved nation had to endure the global pandemic COVID-19 and the aftermath of Tropical Cyclone Harold. In spite of it all, we choose to make a difference where we can. Whether it's traveling south to Kandavu Island to help affected families rebuild their lives, some of whom had nothing but the clothes on their back and a pitched tent for shelter, or visiting frontline personnel who worked tirelessly away from their families so we could be safe and sound with our loved ones. Whether we assisted our town councils and communities with charity work of any kind, or simply saved meals and items we would throw away to share with people on our streets and those who work tirelessly through the nights. Help give and share with faith the little that you have to people around you. From those you just walk by every day to neighbors who silently struggle to put a meal on their table, the smallest things can make the biggest impact. Stay tuned to this episode as we learn more about kingdom principles against all odds.
God, according to His word, will meet your every need.
Hallelujah.
You are worrying because you are serving a God you do not know. If you know this God, then you know what we are talking about from this platform.
He is a God against all odds, which means that whatever that you're going through today, He is your God. It may be sickness, it may be financial loss, it may be any other things that have been challenging your life today, or whatever odds that you're sitting on. I would like you to believe and receive today that He is that God against all odds. Kept on coming, not my flight, it was a different flight. So I saw her actually running. She ran from the Starbucks corner and she walked past me. She stood, she looked at me like, for those of you who have traveled, or for those of you in America, will be familiar to what I'm saying, or to England. When you go to Starbucks, you know how you do your order and they get your name. So they write your name on the cup and they write your latte, they write whatever that you order on the cup, because when you come to pick, your name will be on your cup. And this lady was walking past me and then she said, oh, that's my flight. I just want to take my water. I've just picked up my drink. Would you like to have it? I looked at it and I said, oh, I'd love to. And I took the cup. When I took the cup, it was written there, Rachel, latte, half shot, hazelnut. I looked at it and I said, you know, how can that happen? In the Never Nevers when nobody knew me, but God knew me.
Hallelujah.
Because, I mean, that's just God. When it says that no eyes can see and no ears can hear, the unthinkable, He does it for you. It may be, you know, insignificant, it may be too small, and maybe, you know, maybe not relevant to what you're sitting on. It's beyond your thinking. You don't try and imagine, you don't try to think or to do God's work. No, allow God to do His work. All you and I need to do is continue to love Him and continue to check the people around us. So you need to check check people around you. How do I spend most of my time just talking about people, you know, or talk about things, or talk about any other stuff that is not relevant to your life? You need to do your self-check today, because only God can do that. And when I arrived, like to, you know, finish off what I was wanting to share, when I arrived into Northern Ireland, my daughter came in with my son-in-law to pick me up. We went in, and then she took me around the house with this 2-3-bedroom house. We were going around, and she said, and I said, okay, get our list. We were writing the list with nothing. So she started writing, and it's okay, we need a lounge, we need a rug, and we were going through all the rooms. course. So we wrote the list, and I said, okay, tomorrow morning, we go today, we're going to do the costing. So we did all the costing. We came back. We had a devotion. The next morning, I told her, at 9 o'clock, we go, so we can start buying these things. You know, I'm talking to her to start buying the things. I don't even have anything on me. But when you love God, you know, I want to zero in. When you love God, your eyes cannot see, your ears cannot hear, your heart cannot even bring to pass or understand the great things that he has for you. So on that particular morning, before we go, we had our breakfast and we were sitting at home. There was a knock on the door. And when she opened, there was this group of ladies. She said, and they said, oh, we heard that your mom is in. We want to come and visit your mom. So it's a group of ladies of different denominations that live in Northern Ireland. And we called them in. We had our fellowship. And on the way out, and they said, we didn't buy anything to bring home, but we're just giving an envelope just to help you with whatever. You know what was in that envelope? That money that God allowed to be delivered on that morning to meet the list. And you can be sitting on your need at home. You can be sitting on whatever that you need God to do for you. You need to start believing. And you need to start loving him more. You need to check the people around you. You need to better yourself. Challenge yourself to have a better version of you. Have a better version of you. And to end, in Romans 4:17, it says, you know, the God that calls dead to life, the God who knows, you know, about you today and about you tomorrow. Lord. And this God will call things that are not, which means when there is no food, he will call food. He will call things that are not, you know, just as they are. Because it will be there right before you. When there is no money, he will call money. When there is nothing, he can call into your life. And you are the mouthpiece for your family. You are the mouthpiece for whoever is around you, for your workplace, or maybe your, you know, just for your children, or anyone out there, or for the company that you work with. God has positioned you there for this time. Stand up and call things as though they were. Because you're serving a God that is above all things. So I'll give this time to Gaselevo to pray for you as you believe.
Lord, we thank you. We praise your mighty name wherever.
Yes, Father.
Tuning in,
yes,
touching
Jesus.
The screen,
oh, thank you, Holy
touching
Spirit.
Their mobile.
Yes, Father.
I pray in the mighty name of Jesus.
In Jesus' name.
The faith that you have.
In
place
Jesus
in our heart to have faith in you.
In Jesus'
so we
name.
Can love the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. We thank you, Father God, for this morning.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for the blessings that are transferred through the screen, through the airwave,
yes,
into
Father.
People's lives.
Oh,
restore
you,
marriages. Restore family.
Jesus,
thank you, Father God, the healing to the sick.
Oh,
open doors and opportunity to those
that
have lost their job. And we thank you, Father God, for today. I pray over those that are struggling with their day-to-day life.
Father.
Because you are the can-do God. We give you the glory and the honor and the praises to be yours and yours alone. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray. And
amen.
We say amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
So once again, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for this time.
Yes, Father.
So it is our duty to give the Lord with your right hand. Hallelujah. Let us return the honor to him and him alone.
Yes.
2, 3.
Holy
Spirit, we
thank
you
in
Jesus'
name.
Jesus is Lord.
To God be
the
glory forever
and
ever. Amen.
So from the studio here in Suva, with the transmission team, we say, God bless you.
Yes.
And have a wonderful afternoon on Sunday.
You are watching the God of Our Nation program, Against All Odds, Kingdom Economics. Trust God with your life and share the little you have for others to live. The righteous shall live by faith. In the past few months, our beloved nation had to endure the global pandemic COVID-19 and the aftermath of Tropical Cyclone Harold. In spite of it all, we choose to make a difference where we can. Whether it's traveling south to Kandavu Island to help affected families rebuild their lives, some of whom had nothing but the clothes on their back and a pitched tent for shelter, or visiting frontline personnel who worked tirelessly away from their families so we could be safe and sound with our loved ones. Whether we assisted our town councils and communities with charity work of any kind, or simply saved meals and items we would throw away to share with people on our streets and those who worked tirelessly through the nights. Help, give, and share with faith the little that you have to people around you. From those you just walk by every day to neighbors who silently struggle to put a meal on their table, the smallest things can make the biggest impact. Stay tuned to this episode as we learn more about kingdom principles against all odds.
God, according to his word, will meet your every need.
Hallelujah.
You are worrying because you are serving a God you do not know. If you know this God, then you know what we are talking
Amen.
About from this platform.
He is a God against all odds. which means that whatever that you're going through today, He is your God. It may be sickness, it may be financial loss, it may be any other things that have been challenging your life today, or whatever odds that you're sitting on. I would like you to believe and receive today that He is that God against all odds.